And this is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. It's about 6:45. Good morning. I'm Peter Payette in for David Castleman today. Police all over Michigan have a lot more work to do these days. The number of incidents they respond to is up, in some cases dramatically, but there are fewer officers out there. That's why Grand Traverse County Sheriff has asked the county for funding to hire 5 new deputies next year. But an audit presented to the County Board of Commissioners this week says it's not clear there's a need. IPR's Morgan Springer reports.
In 2003, officers in Grand Traverse County handled about 20,000 incidents. 12 years later, in 2015, they responded to over 45,000 incidents.
The number of incidents has more than doubled in that time. Our law enforcement numbers haven't. So our guys are busy. They work, they're pushed from call to call to call. And it can be a stressful environment on certain days.
That's Nate Alger, undersheriff for the county. He's not quite sure why incidents have spiked so much, but he guesses it has to do with increased population and tourism in the area. Incidents are basically things officers have to respond to, like 911 calls or traffic violations, and an increase in their number doesn't necessarily mean crime has gone up. In fact, according to FBI statistics, crime is down in Grand Traverse County. What an increase in incidents does mean is that officers are spending more time responding to 911 calls, going call to call to call during their shift, with no pause in between for other police work. Other police work like enforcement.
Pardon?
Deputy Eric Myers is halfway through his 10-hour road patrol shift. He's heading to a 911 hangup. That's, not surprisingly, when someone calls 911 and hangs up. Then when dispatch calls to see if they're okay, they don't pick up and an officer has to go check.
Did you see that guy just passing a no passing zone?
Are you gonna pull him over?
No, because we're going to a 911 hangup. If we were gonna go to like a fraud not in progress, I would, but even though that says no sounds of distress, we gotta get there just to make sure because it could be anything.
This is the trade-off. Officers respond to the person who's possibly in distress while the person breaking the law gets off.
What I would expect the public to ask is, what isn't the sheriff's office doing for us?
That's Undersheriff Alger again.
Because every time a police officer is busy, they're being dispatched to any number of a variety of calls, a 911 hangup or an alarm. That takes away from other services that we provide to the county, criminal investigative services specifically.
Alger also says the sheriff's office has removed detectives from local schools and held detective vacancies open because they needed to make sure their road patrol was staffed first. It would cost the county an additional $335,000 a year to hire 5 deputies. County commissioners haven't voted on the 2017 budget yet, but the county's recent audit of the sheriff's department stated that the county does not have the money to cover these positions, especially given its tough financial situation. Terry Jungle is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Sheriff's Association.
I think that's government turning its back on its greatest responsibility, and that's the protection of its citizens. If you've got money to mow the grass at the county park, then you probably have got money to hire police officers.
Jungle says Grand Traverse County isn't unique. Statewide, the number of incidents officers respond to have climbed, while staffing has actually been cut. The state has over 3,000 fewer officers on the road now than it did in 2001.
We have fewer resources to deal with more crime, and that clearly is not a good situation.
But the auditor saw it differently. She looked at the incidents and crime numbers and staffing and said that, in addition to the county not being able to afford it, the sheriff's office, quote, has not provided sufficient evidence to support 5 new deputies, end quote. County Administrator Tom Menzel says the sheriff's office is doing a good job under difficult financial conditions, and this audit could give them ideas on how to manage their budget more efficiently. Alger agrees they do a good job with what they have.
But I believe that the community deserves a little more than what we can provide them with what we have.
The computer has narrowed in on where the 911 hang-up call likely came from. Myers gets out of the car at a house in a quiet neighborhood, knocks on the front door, no answer, walks the property, no one is there.
Central 941.
411.
The house is quiet. I'm going to check with the neighbors directly to the east real quick.
Okay.
This is what Myers was doing instead of writing a ticket to the guy who was passing in the no passing zone. Officers will have to keep making these trade-offs for the foreseeable future unless officials in Grand Traverse County decide the audit is incorrect and do choose to fund more deputies for the department. For Interlaken Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.